it's interesting to see that this has become the focus of this event and of this topic. We've had a tragedy take place in a place of worship where somebody went in and did something like this. And to have the flag be the area of focus, to me, I think that we're missing as a culture and as a society by focusing in on the flag on this. I think that there are bigger questions to be raised here, how a man like this had such hate in his heart to carry out such a thing. And traditionally, when we see tragedies on a national level like this, we like to fly the American flag, and so we see an uptick when things like this happen. We see more American flags flying, and we're blessed to be in an area where we see a lot of American flags flying in Western New York in general. Unfortunately, I feel like the flag has made this a divisive issue where we should be, as a group and as a nation, and even locally here as a community, we should be coming together.
Where are people finding a Confederate flag if they want one?
Well, that's an interesting question, Eileen. I'm not real sure where they are getting them. The American flag manufacturers all bound together and said that they would no longer produce these flags. And so there's certainly a demand out there for them. I know that we've seen it here, and some of my other colleagues throughout the country that I touch base with periodically, they've just been discussing the availability of the flag and where they can find it and things like that. But all of the manufacturers have, I have to admit, somewhat thankfully, taken it out of our hands because they're no longer producing them, so I can't get them. There were some flags that were coming in out of China that were Confederate flags, but I don't like to sell those. I like to sell American-made flags, and I realize that's a whole separate issue to what we're talking about here. But they're not available, and we've had quite a call for them. There's been a large demand for them, but I can't get them, and so I don't know if they will become available at some point. There are certain historical groups that I do know, rely on us to provide them the Confederate flag for certain reenactments and things like that. I don't know what I'm going to do when we get when I start getting those calls, but I have had quite a few calls and folks stopping in looking for the flag.
You said, thankfully, you used that word. Does that take a bit of the weight of the issue off of your shoulders as a distributor?
Yes, 100% it does. And I Eileen, I wish I could think about it and say it some other way, and all I can do is speak where it comes from here. It's a tough decision, and I don't want to be the representative who's making this decision on whether or not this flag should be available. I think that each person flies the flag because it shows their identity, and here at Ace Flag, we always try to help people proudly display their identity. So whether it's someone coming in to show a heritage flag of where their family is from, or where, whether it's someone who's coming in, whether it's a mother and father who are coming in to get a gold star flag because they lost one of our service members protecting our freedoms here. I think that anytime you fly a flag, it displays your identity. And it just so happens that this one is a controversial one that's all over the news right now. It's interesting reaching out to other folks in our industry and seeing their response to it. I still have some things to do with this. I still have some time to work this out and kind of digest how we want to handle this here, locally and in the Buffalo area.
Peter, thank you so much for your comments. We really appreciate it.
Eileen, I appreciate it. Have a great day.